Chaitanyam-ro-vishtam stapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupa kadam ayam tadati swapadantikam Vandeham shigaro shiyuta parakamalam Shigaram vaishnavam scha shirupam sagrajatam Sahagana raganatam vitam tam sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakans Vitamscha He Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakanchena Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashubhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Truvyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patidanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prunitananda Shadvaiti Gadadhar Shivasiddhi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 18, the perfection of renunciation. What is the text number we're supposed to be? 61. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddeshajuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantra rudani maya Ishvara Sarabhutanam Ridesha Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarabhutani Yantra Rudani Maya. Ishvara Sarabhutanam Ridesha Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarabhutani Yantra Rudani Maya Ishvara Sarabhutanam Brahmayan Sarabhutani Yantra Rudani Maya Ishvara Sarabhutanam Pradesha Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Brahmayan Sarabhutani Yantra Rudani Maya Ishvara Sarabhutanam Pradesha Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarabhutani Yantra Rudani Maya. Ladies, Ishvara Sarabhutanam Videsha Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarabhutani Yantra Rudani Maya Ishvara Sarabhutanam Videsha Arjuna Tishtati pramayan sarabhutani yantrudani maya ishvara. The Supreme Lord, sarabhutanam, of all living entities, rideshe, in the location of the heart, Arjuna, O Arjuna, tishtati, resides, Brahmayan, causing to travel, sarabhutanam, all living entities, yantra, on a machine, arudani, being placed, maya, under the spell of material energy. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities, who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Please repeat, the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities, who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Purport. Arjuna was not the supreme knower, and his decision to fight or not to fight was confined to his limited discretion. Lord Krishna instructed that the individual is not all in all. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, for He Himself, Krishna, as the localized supersoul, sits in the heart directing the living being. After changing bodies, the living entity forgets his past deeds, but the supersoul is the knower of the past, present, and future, remains the witness of all his activities. Therefore, all the activities of the living entities are directed by this supersoul. The living entity gets what he deserves, and is carried by the material body, which is created in the material energy under the direction of the supersoul. As soon as the living entity is placed in a particular type of body, he has to work under the spell of that bodily situation. A person seated in a high-class motor car goes faster than one seated in a slower car. Although the living entities, the drivers, may be the same. Similarly, by the order of the Supreme Soul, material nature fashions a particular type of body, a particular type of living entity, so that he may work according to his past desires. Living entity is not independent. One should not think himself independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The individual is always under the Lord's control. Therefore, one's duty is to surrender. That is the injunction in the next verse. Text 61. Ishvara sarabhutanam rideshe arjuna tishtati pramayan sarabhutani yantrudani maya. Supreme Lord is seated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, directing the wanderings of all living entities, who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Namo Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatim Deve Gauravani Vicharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paska Dhyade Siddharane. The previous verse, Krishna was telling Arjuna that he was under illusion. Svabhava Jaina Kuntiya Nirvada Svena Karmana Kartum Nechasi An Mohat Krishe Yavashampara Avashopat Pitat. Under illusion, you are now declining to act according to my direction. But compelled by the work born of your own nature, you'll act all the same, O son of Kunti. In other words, we have to act. Either we're going to act under Krishna's direction, or we'll be forced to act according to the past karma that we've accrued, or the past desires that we've identified ourselves with. Krishna previously has said, Chaitasa sarva karmani maya sanyasi matparaha buddhi yogam apashritya matshitaksatatam bhava. Then all activities depend upon me, work always under my protection, in such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. And the Purport Prabhupada said that basically we need the intelligence that everything belongs to Krishna. Because as soon as we forget that everything belongs to Krishna, then we lose our spiritual intelligence. Because then immediately the material world is open, so-called, for grabs. But as long as everything belongs to Krishna, as long as we're fixed in the consciousness that everything belongs to Krishna, then it's not mine. And if it's not mine, then there is no question of, well, the next question is, all right, it's not mine, but let me enjoy it anyhow. No, not only everything belongs to Krishna, and therefore there is no real possibility of our acquiring anything that's going to be ours. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nadinam, Nadinam, Nasundarim, Jagata, Jagadisha Karmaye, Mama Janmani, Janmanishvare, Bhavatad Bhakti Ahaitu Kitwai. That, Nadinam, I don't want wealth, because actually Krishna owns everything. Nadinam, Najanam, I don't need followers, because everyone is Krishna's eternal servant. Nasundarim, I don't need beautiful women, nor do I have to become Jagadishvara, the controller of the universe. Mama Janmani Janmanishvara, I can take birth life after life. It doesn't matter because I'm not really taking birth. I'm just appearing in different bodies. But if I can just render service to Krishna, that's all I really need. Because if one is rendering service to Krishna, then there's no question of being under the spell of illusion. But as soon as one forgets that everything belongs to Krishna, one is at once trapped by the conception of becoming the lord of the material nature. So that's called ignorance. If, under the spell of ignorance, we think ourselves to be the body. So what owns the material energy that we think we're supposed to be the lords of? It's obviously not the little tiny 1/10,000th, the tip of hair in size soul, it's the body. So that as soon as we imagine ourselves to be the proprietor of anything, then we imagine ourselves to be the body along with that. And therefore that's called illusion. Ignorance. And a little higher than that is passion. All right, I'm only 1/10,000th the size of the tip of hair in size. I'm not the body. But let me enjoy the body anyhow. So that's another kind of illusion. It's not Krishna's free. Krishna may be the proprietor, but he's given me the opportunity to enjoy the material body, so let me try for it. So that's another kind of illusion. And usually that illusion falls back into ignorance. As soon as we try to enjoy, then we start becoming attached to being the owners also, or the doers and controllers. Then in the mode of goodness, we're not thinking ourselves to be the owners, nor we think the material nature is for our enjoyment. We think we're going to liberate everyone from the material conception of life. We're the saviors. So that's another type of false ego. The person of knowledge who can liberate others, who is free from illusion by himself, by his prowess of knowledge. So that's another kind of illusion in the mode of goodness. So Krishna says, all these illusions we can't be attached to. Instead, we have to become attached to Naham Vipra Nachanarapatira Navapi Nasudra Naham Varni Nakshagriyapatira Na Vasto Yatirava Kintu Prodan Nikila Premananda Purnamrita Vira Gopi Bharata Parakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa. The only conception that's allowed is that I am not Brahman, Naham Vipra, Nachanarapatira, I'm not Kshatriya, Naham Na Napi Vanasto, nor am I Vanaprasta, Nasudra, nor am I Shudra. Naham Varni, I'm not Brahmachari. Na cha Grihapatira, no, nor Grihasta. Navasto, or Vanaprasta. Yatirava Nora Sanyasi Kintu Prodan Nikila, that self-effulgent personality of Godhead who fills the whole world with premananda, with pure love. Purnamritabdhir, who's an ocean of nectar. Gopi Bharata Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa. The only identity I have is I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, who's maintaining those gopis in Vrindavan. So one has to perform one's work in that consciousness. I'm simply the servant of Krishna's servant. Then, finding out what Krishna wants us to do, we can act, and that's why we have the authorities coming down in disciple succession to help us ascertain what Krishna's desire is. And Krishna's desire is that we don't identify ourselves with this body. And in order not to identify ourselves with this body, we have to cease identifying ourselves as the lords of material nature, the enjoyers of the material nature, and the deliverers of others. One has to simply identify oneself as the servant of Krishna's servants. That's what the idea of initiation is. We identify ourselves with the disciple succession as their servants, that everything belongs to them, and therefore initiation means I'm prepared to utilize 100% of my energy, all my energies, in the service of Krishna through Krishna's representatives. Then we can see more clearly as we become free from the mode of ignorance that actually I'm just a passenger. Out of illusion, well, because I've advented myself or I've appeared in a body which is previously or a manifestation of material nature and carries the karmas of my past activities, therefore I've been manifested within this body, or I've been placed into this body, and along with this body is the subtle mind which carries the desires from my past lifetimes. So those desires arise according to the laws of karma under the influence of time. And if I identify myself with those desires, that's called illusion. They may be in goodness, they may be in passion, they may be in ignorance. But as soon as I identify myself with those broad categories of the controller, the enjoyer, or the savior, the instructor, or the deliverer, then I become under the spell of illusion. And when I identify myself with the teachings, as much as I've understood them, from Bhagavad Gita and other such literatures, then I come under the spell of the internal energy if by the conclusion of those teachings I conclude that I'm simply Krishna's servant and whatever I'm doing to please Krishna according to his instructions. Then we come under the spell of the internal energy. We have to be under the spell of either the internal or the external energy. The difference is when we're under the spell of the internal energy, then we see ourselves as the passenger, or here it says the driver, of this machine. And we're not the machine, we're simply a passenger of the machine. And it's being conducted by some mode of material nature, of which it's under the control of Krishna. But because I'm serving Krishna, he's protecting me with the internal energy, and therefore I'm simply nimitra matram bhavasavasa chin, just becoming an instrument for Krishna's desires, not for the material desires that I've acquired since time immemorial. Then as we do that and Krishna becomes pleased, then the dhammi buddhi yogam tam, he gives me more and more intelligence so that I can perform my service with more and more steadiness and more enthusiasm. And the result of that, Krishna, one becomes eligible for Krishna's mercy. Krishna reveals himself to such a devotee. That's called Krishna consciousness. On the other hand, if we forget that, we don't hear from Krishna or from his representatives, either directly or remember what they had to tell us, and we forget to perform our activities in the mood of devotion to Krishna, then we become covered to some degree by the illusory energy. and therefore we have to struggle in material energy, karshati, under the influence of the modes. The mode of ignorance will become depressed and lifeless. The mode of spell of passion will become overly active, will become atyahara, try to collect too much, priyasis, or over-endeavor to collect prajalpa, and then we'll engage in all kinds of other conversations about everything except for Krishna. Niyamagraha, and then we'll forget, we won't learn what's to be done, what's not to be done, and why to do, or why we're doing things. And then we'll make our life, we'll have some direction for material gain rather than for a spiritual gain, and we'll associate with such persons who will help us acquire further our material ambitions. On the other hand, utsaha nischaya darya tat-tat karma pravartana sangha tyaga sato vrite skadbir bhakti prasidyate. On the other hand, if we become enthusiastic for hearing about Krishna, then we'll be able to hear carefully, acquire knowledge and see things more clearly, and that will give us transcendental realization, and we won't be so much anxious about the future or unhappy about the past. Then, utsaha nischaya darya tat tat karma pavartana will happily perform the activities of devotional service. Utsaha nischaya darya tat tat karma pavartana sangha tyaga sato vrite will give up worldly minded association, and we'll be able to make progress by following saintly persons, their desires and instructions, and we'll gradually attain the mood of devotion towards Krishna as we become more and more conscious of Him. Naturally, as we become conscious of Krishna, naturally we'll become attracted to Him, because He's an ocean of bliss. He's an ocean of beauty, of attractiveness. Owing only to our mistaken identification with His body and its material objectives, objectives of sense gratification, we're cut off or covered from Krishna. But if we follow the process, then gradually the coverings will be dissipated or removed gradually, and then our natural attraction for Krishna will be there again. Therefore, Krishna is advising us to surrender so that we can become purified and we can revive our relation with Krishna, and rather than have a relationship with different material bodies, which is simply causing us bewilderment and problems and suffering in temporary bodies one after another, we can be in our spiritual body and have a relationship with the eternal, blissful personality of Godhead, which will free us from all misery, all problems, and give us an eternal life of loving service to Krishna, full of bliss and awareness. So, we'll stop there. Any questions? Yes. Yeah. We should enjoy Krishna. What do you want to enjoy? Enjoyment means material enjoyment based on sense gratification. As Prabhupada says, sometimes they're enjoying or suffering, or different types of suffering. So material enjoyment based on, when we say enjoyment, it doesn't mean Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, that the soul becomes Prasanatma, joyful. No, enjoy is generally taken that when the senses contact with their objects, we delight in them. The contact of the senses with their objects. So that kind of enjoyment, unless it's in Krishna consciousness, just like we take prasadam, there's a kind of enjoyment, but it's based on Krishna. Not simply enjoying the senses, it's based upon serving Krishna. And the more one is in that mood of service, even when one is performing devotion, even seemingly material activities, then they become gradually spiritualized. But without Krishna consciousness, that's called material enjoyment or suffering. Sometimes we think we're enjoying when the senses meet with their objects, and then sometimes we think we're suffering when the senses meet with our objects. But actually it's all suffering. The mode of passion leads to suffering, as Krishna says. Sattva sanjayate jnanam, rajaso lova evacha, Pramada moha bhavato, pramada moha, pramada moha. Saktam sanjayate jnanam, rajaso lova evacha, pramada moha tamaso, bhavato jnana evacha. That from the mode of goodness comes knowledge. If we act in goodness, we get knowledge. If we act in passion, we become greedy. If we act in ignorance, we become mad. Pramada, moha, and illusion, pramada, moha, tamaso, bhavato, jnana, evacha. And we lose all our intelligence. Karmana, sukritasya, hu. The result of knowledge is we become purified by performing austerity. Sattvam, karmana, sukritasya, hu. Satyakam, nirmalam, palam. Rajaso, bhavato. Karmana sukritasya hu satyakam nirmalam phalam rajaso bhavato dukam. And from the mode of passion comes dukkha, or unhappiness. Bhavato jnanam evacha. And from the mode of ignorance comes complete ignorance, complete madness. So that's the... Which chapter is that? Oh, it's 14th chapter. Rajaso tupulam dukam agyana tamasa pulam. This loss of all knowledge. So the result is a passion, it's simply unhappiness. It seems like nectar at the beginning, but at the end it's just like poison. And in goodness, seems like poison at the beginning and nectar at the end. And in ignorance, it's poison at the beginning and poison at the end. So we're going to have to suffer. The question is whether we want, just like King Riga, he was asked, do you want suffering first and then happiness, or you want the happiness first and then suffering? So if we take the suffering first and control the senses and mind and restrain them from their objects, then eventually we get permanent happiness. But if we take the happiness first, then eventually we get suffering. Little happiness and a lot of suffering. And if we choose ignorance, then we get suffering at the beginning, suffering at the end, and in between we have suffering. Yes? Well, goodness is based upon scripture. You have to have knowledge of scripture, and you have to follow the authorities, the Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. So it's controlling the senses, and therefore that's the suffering, because we're utilizing them in Krishna service. In ignorance, you're using them just in sense gratification, without any Krishna consciousness, without any Hari authority. Yes. Next chapter after the 18th chapter? You have what? Which edition of the Bhagavad Gita do you have? That you'll have to find out if you come to class tomorrow, because we do the other class tomorrow. We do the other verse tomorrow. So, really, yes. Yeah. If you identify yourself with the mind or the body, as long as you identify yourself with those things, then of course, then we think we're getting sick. But the soul doesn't get sick. But as far as if there's a connection between the mind and the body, so if the mind is disturbed, then the body will be disturbed. But the body may be disturbed, and the mind may not be disturbed. Or the mind may be disturbed, and the body may not be disturbed. So there's connection, but it's not always 100%. It depends upon the intelligence, the use of intelligence. Because above the body and the mind is the intelligence. So the quality of our intelligence will determine the quality of the interaction that we have with the body and the mind, as well as the soul's interaction with those things. Therefore, it says ultimately, if the soul is connected with Krishna and is getting his intelligence from Krishna, then Krishna will give him the intelligence how to properly utilize the body and mind, and at the same time not become affected by them. Is that clear? So the whole idea is to get cured from all kinds of craziness, because everyone's crazy in this world. Anyone who identifies himself with the body is crazy to some degree. Get free from that madness and that disturbance caused by that madness, then if we take shelter of Krishna, then as the soul uses his intelligence to connect with Krishna in pure devotional service, then as Krishna reveals himself, then all that madness goes away. One is no longer affected by the activities of the body and the mind. Because one is actually aware of Krishna and his relation with Krishna, he no longer identifies himself with those things, the lower material energy. You may go on working or acting, just like when the fan, Prabhupada said, you pull the plug from the fan keeps on spinning, but you're not supplying any more energy to it, so eventually it'll just stop. But similarly, as we take shelter of Krishna, gradually our misidentification with his body and mind will go away, and we won't be disturbed at it anymore by the activities of the material energy. Yeah, of course. Yeah, so we have to chant Hare Krishna at least within our mind. We have to try. Because after all, we're practicing for death. Death is not a very pleasant experience. So if we can't surpass the material energy even when we're sick, what to speak when we're dying? So it's practice. It's an opportunity to practice. Whatever little strength we have, try to do a little bit. And that will be something positive. The next time we get sick, we might be able to do a little bit more. But there's no loss. On this path, there's no loss of diminution. And a little advancement will protect us from the greatest danger. Because the soul doesn't get sick, but he's in a body that gets sick. But he has to practice maintaining his Krishna consciousness when the body's healthy and when it's sick. And then at the time of death, when it's the sickest, then we'll be able to surpass that and remain Krishna conscious. We can be transferred to the spiritual world. Yes. Yes, according to Krishna, if we want to become Krishna conscious, Krishna gives us the intelligence how to become Krishna conscious. Just like he says that Savasya Chaham Ridhi Sanavishto Matak Smritira Gyanam Apohanam Cha. I am in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So for the devotee, Krishna helps him by giving him knowledge about himself, by hearing about him, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So we get knowledge about Krishna, and therefore we can remember him and forget the illusory energy. And for the non-devotee, they hear about so many illusory topics, they get knowledge of so many illusory things, so many material conceptions, and Krishna gives them that knowledge and helps the non-devotee remember all kinds of material circumstances and desires and forget Krishna. So everyone's getting remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness from Krishna. But depending upon our desire, either it's to help us progress in Krishna consciousness or to help us forget Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantaraj, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.
Nirvisesa shunyavade paschatya desadharine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.